If you ask people today, what's the killer app for the computer? You'd probably hear responses such as email or a web browser. Maybe a few would mention their word processor or calendar or database. But there is no debate on the first killer app for the PC. The spreadsheet is the program to convince companies to invest in personal computers. Starting with VisiCalc and evolving through Lotus 1-2-3 up to Microsoft Excel, the spreadsheet can take the credit for bringing the PC into the office. Most of us master a handful of functions and use them in our spreadsheet tasks. Bill Jelen has earned his reputation as Mr. Excel through his extensive knowledge of the spreadsheet, particularly Excel, and his ability to show companies how to save a lot of time and money by using them properly. In this first in the series of podcasts with Mr. Excel, Bill and I reminisce some about the early days of spreadsheets, and Bill explains how we got to where we are today with Microsoft Excel.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. There's a lot of pressure being called Mr. Something. Reggie Jackson was known as Mr. October for his prodigious feats in baseball's crunch time. And Bill Jelen is known worldwide as Mr. Excel for his mastery of the most popular spreadsheet program. Bill, how did you get started as a spreadsheet expert and eventually as Mr. Excel?
That's a great story. I was working in a finance department of a company in Akron, and the VP of finance had went out and spec'd out this great new reporting tool. He probably paid $50,000 or $100,000 for this reporting tool, and it was my job to make the thing work. And I discovered on the first day that this tool did not produce the reports that the guy wanted. The one saving grace, though, was that it could take data from the mainframe and get it to a Lotus 1-2-3 file. And so I'm sitting back in the back corner of this department. He thinks I'm using this $100,000 reporting tool, but in fact, I'm using a $99 spreadsheet and really learning what I would call unnatural ways to wrangle that data into useful reports.
You know, you went to the University of Notre Dame, yet you live near Akron, so the first question for me has got to be, are you a Brady Quinn fan or a Charlie Fry fan?
Tough call. I think that Charlie Fry should start this year, but I believe that Brady Quinn is the future.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, let's talk about spreadsheets. You mentioned Lotus 1-2-3. You know, the spreadsheet was probably the first killer app, that piece of software that made people go out and buy a personal computer. I first saw VisiCalc on my old TRS-80 PC. What was your first experience with the spreadsheet?
Well, my first experience with a spreadsheet was a product called MultiPlan running on a TI-99-4A, believe it or not. But you hit the nail on the head. VisiCalc was the first one. October 23rd, 1979, Dan Bricklin and Bob Frankston produced the app that really drove the entire personal computer industry. Before that, I mean, if a company was going to go out and buy a computer, they might be playing micro chess, and no accounting department's going to do that. This tiny little spreadsheet called VisiCalc, a visible calculator, was the product that forced companies everywhere to run out and spend $1,000 or $2,000 for a personal computer. Literally, this is the app that drove the entire industry.
You know, and then it evolved into Lotus 1-2-3 became the dominant software application of any kind. I remember going into a lot of offices and seeing that row column images burned into monitors even when they were off.
That's right. So that's Mitch Gapor. Mitch was the West Coast sales rep for VisiCorp, and VisiCorp took VisiCalc to every new computing platform. You mentioned the TRS-80. It was out there for the Commodore and the Atari and all of those. And when Mitch saw the IBM PC coming, he said, "Hey, this is something completely new. We can't just take VisiCalc to the IBM PC." And the people at VisiCorp thought he was nuts. They said, "Mitch, what are you talking about? VisiCalc is our main product." And so Mitch left the company, went back to his Cambridge home, and over the course of the next year worked with two programmers in his basement to create a spreadsheet that was finely tuned to the IBM PC. This thing had three components. It was spreadsheet, database, and graphics, hence Lotus 1-2-3. And Mitch literally owned the spreadsheet market throughout the 80s. It was amazing. He basically put VisiCorp out of business by 1985, so within 3 years. And I think at the height, he had an 89% market share, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah, that you would hear people wouldn't even call it 1-2-3. They'd just say, "Well, I'm running Lotus" or something like that. The whole company was based on this one product.
That's right.
Now, how did you had this behemoth there, this giant Lotus 1-2-3 with all this market share and all? How did Microsoft Excel come into the picture, and how did it eventually knock off 1-2-3?
That's a great question. So, the very first version of Excel came out in 1985, and it was a Macintosh product. It came out for the Macintosh. And so the interesting thing there is that it was always, from the beginning, a graphics-based spreadsheet. It was never a DOS-based spreadsheet. So that was the one thing that kind of gave them a leg up. Now, Microsoft had the long view. They had a product, let's say in 1989, I read a magazine review that said, well, you know, Excel is pretty cool, but it's 4 to 5 times slower than Lotus. And back in those days, we actually had recount times of 30 to 40 seconds for spreadsheets. So that was just horrible. No one would ever go and buy a product that was 4 to 5 times slower. But Microsoft had a long view. They knew that eventually computing power would catch up. Lotus kind of made a misstep there in the early 90s when they actually produced a version of Lotus 1-2-3 for the CPM operating system. Any listeners currently using that? I don't think so. And it wasn't until 1993 when Lotus really came out with their very first Windows-based, truly Windows-based spreadsheet. And by that point, Microsoft had 8 years. 8 years of graphics-based spreadsheets. They had a lot of knowledge. And it's interesting, the next 4 years, from 1993 to 1997, those were the glory years for spreadsheet development. During those years, every successive version of Lotus and Excel just offered amazing new jaw-dropping features. Things like pivot tables and automatic subtotals. Basically, when I go out and do my Power Excel seminars, everything that I show during that seminar came from those 4 years of heated competition between Lotus and Microsoft.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.